number two. A resolution by Supervisors Sanfilippo, Rice, and Caesars authorizing and directing the Employee Benefits Work Group to fully develop a graduated defined contribution pension plan to replace the existing defined benefit plan and to report back with a final plan for implementation. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit. And at our January 27, 2012 meeting, this item was referred back to the Employee Benefits Work Group for a follow-up report. The Committee on Finance and Audit did not hear this item at their meeting yesterday.
I guess I'm in the chair. So I will entertain any kind of commentary. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the conversations that we had at our last Personnel Committee meeting, and feedback that I had requested from other members of the committee, I'm moving that the following amendment be approved or moved for approval that makes some changes. The original resolution as proposed was very specific in the type of plan that was to be looked at. We've got our consultant report back from Buck Consultants indicating that had the plan be put in place the way we had originally recommended, we could save $300 million over the first 10 years and $1 billion throughout the course of 50 years in the actuary. Recognizing, though, that there may be some other alternatives to be considered in as far as saving money and redesigning a plan that is both effective when it comes terms to cost savings for the county, but also fair to the employees as far as recruitment and retention, I'd like to offer the following amendment, which basically just directs that the Employee Benefits Work Group not specifically draw a plan based on the original proposal that was very narrowly defined, but consider a few other ideas and then report back to the board. And I think it's important that we at least consider potential savings that could be reached through this type of a move, especially if we look at the our continued structural deficit that we're going to have to wrestle with each year for the next several years while we work on our budget. And also the fact that, I mean, we've had several years of wage freezes and benefit changes for the employees, and we are going to have to be able to, at some point in time, make some wage increases, whether they're raises, step increases, if we go to a merit-type pay system, something's going to have to happen. We can't have the employees here working for the same wage forever without having any type of adjustment. Adjusting the pension more to a 401k or even a hybrid would offer some relief to younger employees who may not be in the position to pay 50% of their pension costs right up front when they're early in the stages of their career and they have young families and trying to buy a home, but allows them to do so later in their career when it may be more financially advantageous. So I think done right, redesigning the pension plan could really be a boon, not only for saving money for the taxpayers and helping the county out with structural deficit, but also for employees as well.
So, Supervisor, there was a motion to
approve the amendment.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Other questions, commentary? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I don't have many. I mean, the questions that were raised about employees and what we've done, I mean, I think as personally, anybody who's been on the board family at the time, I think my check is 20% less than when I started. Other things that have happened, and I know with a lot of employees, so I think we got to be careful when we talk about the employees and where we're going. But I think this looks, I have some interest and some ideas in the hybrid model. I could do a combination of things here. So I think we've got to be open to looking at these things. The timing here again, it's just a question I guess I would ask in general. The work group, a couple of the work group people are here. Is it June now, Supervisor?
Yes.
Okay.
Come back with a...
Yeah, it was May initially, I thought, which way. There's a lot coming back in May. And we haven't, and I know it's at the end of agenda number 23, but that's the backdrop thing we've asked the work group to look at. And, you know, the priorities were our priorities. And I guess, again, I always look at timelines and trying to be realistic here. Could I ask someone to speak for the work group? When are these guidelines that are, you know, we like to always have things tomorrow. It's the old joke in the post office. You know, I want it when, and my boss wants it when. I want it today. But I'm just interested in kind of a timeline look. I mean, I know we've been, a lot of things take time, there's no question, because we make big changes. We want to make sure we study all the ramifications. So I do have an interest in timeline and what we're looking at here. But what other things the work group have besides the big backdrop thing that we're looking at coming up later in the agenda? Is this realistic, something that we're far enough along that can follow the guidelines that Supervisor Sanfilippo has in this amendment?
Please.
Thank you.
Looking at the wrong chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's always a difficult question to answer because the work group has quite a few people on it, and we have to coordinate a lot of schedules. We do have other minors. But that being said, you're the bosses, and you give us a deadline, we'll do our best to meet it. We may end up coming back to you at some point and saying we can't meet it, but I don't want to say that today. If we get to June and we haven't been able to accomplish it, we'll tell you at that point. But there's a lot of work here. Now, some of it's already been done, but on the other hand, figuring out what the right, whether we go to a hybrid model or what the right level of matching contributions are, there's a fair amount of work there. And then all of it at the end, there's a legal opinion request. There's also an actuary review that will have to come after that. I would say it's possible that we can get it done by June. I wouldn't say I can guarantee that it'll be done by June. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay. And the only follow-up I'd have, you know, with, you know, it's always an actuarial thing. We looked at some, you know, initial numbers there. But again, I think we talked previously in the resolution talks about, you know, maybe looking at new employees versus all employees. You know, there's, you know, there's financial ramifications, but maybe the other things there. So I know you'd be looking at all that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, other comments, questions? Supervisor Lipscomb.
On the amendment, I have others on the resolution itself, but on the amendment, question on the be it further resolved that's added, which says, and shall be scheduled to be implemented January 1st, 2013. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a little troubled that it appears like we're already approving it or something. Can you speak to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, it's not authorizing a plan or making changes. It's just saying that we want the work to be done, assuming that if the board adopts a new type of pension plan, it would be implemented January 2013. And I think it's important because the actuary has to have some direction as far as when he prepares his reports to figure out the financial calculations. And so it's more or less as direction. This amendment in the original resolution is not intended to actually be a specific proposal to change the pension plan. It's just to come back to the board with options for us to consider changes on.
Okay. I appreciate that clarification.
Other questions on the amendment? Comments? Okay. If not,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate my colleague's question with regard to the language about shall be scheduled to be implemented, and I do appreciate Supervisor Sanfilippo's response to it. Being the husband of an attorney, which makes me very dangerous, I have to question the meaning of that phrase. And as I am not a lawyer, I think perhaps we could ask Mr. Grady if this would bind us to action on that date.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Attorney Grady, if you wouldn't mind coming back. And you've heard the question.
Thank you. Your
legal thought or your legal opinion as far as the language?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think Supervisor Sanfilippo's explanation is fair and is a correct interpretation of the language here. I read this as nothing other than the goal for this project is that you're telling the work group that you want to report back in June because you want to implement whatever decision is made by January 1st. And so I don't think it binds the board because there's no plan here that's being adopted. And so there's really nothing binding in that language. I just take that as direction to the work group so we understand the time frame we're trying to work with.
So in answer, I think, directly to the question, I don't think that binds you to adopt anything January 1st.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to have the county executive's rep come forward just because the timing, if their department is looking at this for the budget for 2013. You guys, I'm sorry.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. The county executive is very interested in exploring any benefit that would support employees and improve the county's ability to attract and retain. As we are living in kind of more of a mobile workforce, some employees may only be here less than 5 years, and if this is a benefit that could allow us to have some employees come in for a shorter period of time, still get some pension benefits that's portable and take them with them, we think it's very interesting and would appreciate hearing the report.
Very good. Okay, on the amendment, if there are no further questions, please call the roll on the amendment.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Caesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Okay, as amended. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the resolution for approval as amended.
Very good. Comments? Supervisor Lipscomb and then Supervisor Hobbs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, I didn't have a problem with the amendment just because I really didn't like the plan that was outlined. But I also I'm just not excited by this defined contribution plan in the way that I was interested in it years ago. And I think it's important to understand that, you know, since this resolution was even adopted, or the first attempt at this, that the reality has changed. Even many of the whereas clauses since this resolution was originally written are sort of questionably inaccurate. You know, Milwaukee County is now, to my knowledge, the only government in Wisconsin that's imposed the 1.6 multiplier. Obviously, we know that all of our employees, including deputies, are now paying at or near 50% of the actuarial funding requirement. And then we've also had the change in normal retirement age. So those things all combined, really what we've had is a fundamental change in that pension system. You know, since 2002, but even since 2010, in that, you know, in 2012, our employees are really contributing significantly toward the system, and the changes we've made have made it much more sustainable. And I just don't see the same basis for wanting to go in this direction. I mean, I was interested in this a few years back because of what I thought was fundamentally lopsided in terms of the risk that we had to the system as an employer, and that there really was no risk sharing there. I think we fundamentally moved in that direction, or been moved in that direction. And I think, you know, when you look at this, you know, I'd say, you know, even Governor Walker, at least in his public statements, continues to say that he isn't trying to do away with or significantly alter the state's pension defined pension plan. I know there are elements that are looking at that, and there's a study coming out, I believe, in June at the state level. But I just don't know why, given the fact that we're in a significantly better position now on this and stability, that we would go in a direction that I think really undercuts our attractiveness as an employer. Yes, it's nice that we've taken the language out that spelled out a plan that was particularly not attractive, I think, for an employee. And it's possible that the work group comes up with something that is. But fundamentally, the savings, any savings you're getting from this, is coming from less benefit to the employee. So, I mean, try to sell this, it's just disingenuous to say that we're changing the plan in a way that's going to be more attractive or more beneficial to employees, when you know darn well what we're what's going on here is we're looking for actuarial savings that are designed on benefit cuts. So, you know, we've had those, and I don't know why we would continue to move in that direction. And I just believe it's fundamentally disingenuous to say that this is to benefit our employees.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You will recall that I expressed an interest in exploring options, the option of a hybrid system, and I do have an interest in exploring options, and I'm grateful that we have had more time to explore the options that have been presented to us. I've been doing some research in the meantime, and what I found, according to what I'm looking at right here before me, this is a report from the National Institute on Retirement Security. They're a nonprofit organization devoted to what their name suggests, studying retirement systems. And one item that stands out to me, I will not read you this whole document, which is about 20 pages long, but rather it points out in discussing the differences between defined benefit, which we currently have, and defined contribution, which would be such as the 401k system, not even looking at the outcomes of the 401k, the defined contribution, but actually the administration of that system. It says pensions, the traditional DB, which we have, can deliver the same level of retirement benefits at nearly half the cost of a DC plan. So in looking to save money, which is laudable, we need to do it, of course, we may actually be adopting a more costly plan. So similar to debates we previously had, do we want to double spend or double save? I don't think we'd double save by sticking with the current defined benefit system, but we would probably double spend, especially if we went to a hybrid. Then we'd have to pay for the continuing DB, pension as we know it, and we'd have to pay for the administration, the cost of managing the new DC plan, the 401k. Also, what the National Institute has found is that the return on investment in the DC plans is lesser in the long run for the employees than the defined benefit plan. So let's say a good, honest worker has worked for Milwaukee County for a long time. They come to age of retirement. They may be able to collect a very, very, very modest retirement income, say $20,000 or so. That is guaranteed. They can plan on that. And if you know you can plan on getting that coming in over the year, not very much a month, but over a year, in addition to Social Security, which will help a lot, and all the other retirement benefits that we now enjoy in the United States, combining that with whatever savings they've built up, with whatever other retirement investments they've made, the DB plan is the most solid investment for our future of our employees when they retire as well. The other thing, yeah, of course, the DC, it sounds more attractive, you know, oh, hey, we've got more options. This is good. I might be able to invest, maybe make some money at these stocks, because we know everybody makes money at every stock they put a cent into. Most people do not have the expertise or even the knowledge to manage their own systems. If they would control what was put into the DC system on their behalf, it's... I don't know what they would do with it. Every person is different. Some might be brilliant, some at that. I know that a lot of our workers are very smart and very dedicated to what they do, and I hope they're good at it. I don't think they could spend that much time mastering the arcane arts of Wall Street. So, again.
Arcane arts.
Do we want to double spend? Or do we want to actually stay with the existing system, which, as my colleague Supervisor Lipscomb has stated, we have put significant new safeguards and measures against the waste we've seen into. I think we'd be better off sticking with what we have than exploring the possibly wasteful options that are represented with the DCs. So, with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Arcane Arts. Very good. Let me let me suggest to you, Supervisor, that you list those questions that you just verbally mentioned in committee here, so that when the work group does come back or whatever, that those points are addressed, okay? Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to try to respond to the question that's been raised and asked, why are we doing this? Why do we want to do this at this point in time for Milwaukee County? And I think as we've discussed in previous committee meetings, the reason is that we want to be, I think, taking the approach that the vast majority of other retirement plans for employers throughout the United States have taken. The fact of the matter is that defined benefit plans are a vestige of the past. They are a dinosaur, and they have, frankly, been a contributing factor to the structural deficits that we face in Milwaukee County. So the reason we're doing it is to address the fiscal situation that's facing the county. We're not doing it to punish anyone. We're doing it to try to right the ship. And so I think that the resolution sets forth a very reasoned approach, a procedure that has all of the right people involved and all of the considered approach and a very careful study to come back and answer the questions as to how we can provide this plan in a fair manner, but also in a manner that will benefit Milwaukee County financially. To call it wasteful, I think, is a mischaracterization of it. To call it a double cost or a double billing is a mischaracterization of it. Yes, there may be some administrative costs associated with establishing a new plan, but they would be far outweighed by the savings that would be resulting as we've gotten preliminary results from the actuarial plan that Supervisor Sanfilippo expressed earlier. I do think there is a value, by the way, in having employees take greater personal involvement in their financial retirement plan savings. I think having them have some skin in the game, having some choices, having them analyze what it's going to take for them to retire and make some determinations is valuable. There is a continuing fiduciary obligation that the county would have in any plans that are presented to the employees. And none of these would be done in a way that would jeopardize their future retirement plans. So I think that what is set forth here makes sense both for the employees, the employer, and for the citizens of Milwaukee County, and would support the adoption of the resolution. Thank you.
Very good. Any other comments from committee? If not, anybody from our audience? If not, we have a motion to approve as amended by Supervisor Sanfilippo. Please call the roll, Madam Clerk.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Caesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Haas?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve as amended is approved.